It's good to be back with you for this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. Well, today we're going to talk about the habitual saver, meaning that individual or that group of individuals who have gotten into the habit, quite frankly, of just saving money out of their normal resources. Catherine Collinson, who is president of the Transamerica Institute, Catherine and the Institute have recently completed a really extensive global retirement survey, which gives some insight into this group of individuals who have demonstrated higher levels of retirement preparedness. So, Catherine, what have you learned and what insights does that yield for us?
They always make sure they're saving for retirement. And in the U.S., we are a leading country in terms of highest percentage of habitual savers. Just over half of workers say that they are saving habitually, many through a 401k or similar plan.
Wow. I'm actually surprised by that because we've spent a lot of time here on Clear Path covering what, you know, the fact that so many Americans are ill-prepared and haven't done what they need to be doing. And these aren't even affluent necessarily. I mean, the way you think about, those with a great deal of income, these are rather median household income individuals and families, right?
Absolutely. In fact, in the U.S., our habitual savers reported a median household income of $75,000, which means that half actually make less than that. Now, one point that you just made about Americans not saving enough, something we do see in habitual savers, they're off to an awesome start. However, the question is, in their habitual savings habits, are they saving enough? And we do see some evidence that some could be saving even more for retirement.
Okay, but so they are saving. The question is, are they saving an adequate amount, which is always the question, of course. Are you putting enough away for a comfortable retirement? And as we've pointed out, that answer varies quite a bit.
And so what we like to highlight is, especially people who feel like they just can't afford to save, there are opportunities they may be missing out on. Most people know to take advantage of an employer match. Another that we've talked about on the show is the Savers Credit. It is above and beyond tax-deferred savings, and the government literally pays low to moderate income workers who save for retirement in a qualified retirement plan or IRA.
I guess everybody wants to know is, how much do I need for retirement? And that answer varies considerably depending on lifestyle, age factors, and again, what sort of other considerations like long-term care or dependent care they have to provide.
And the best way to find out how much you need to save is use a calculator. In fact, try several online calculators and even consider consulting with a financial advisor.
Is there anything else people should think of or can do to get ahead of this this critical issue that really faces us all?
What we find about our habitual savers is once they're in the habit of saving, their retirement preparedness transcends just the act of saving. They tend to be more engaged in the topic, more likely to have a retirement strategy. They're even more optimistic about their retirement prospects, how they want to spend their time in retirement, and interestingly enough, report higher levels of being in good health.
And another important point to make is you probably won't miss it. Catherine, thanks as always. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm your host, Greg Tucker.